It's Monday of Holy Week, and it's the Feast of the Annunciation. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Our Roman station today is Santa Prassede all'Esquilino. St. Praxedes is one of the 25 original parish churches of Rome. St. Praxedes was the daughter of Senator Pudens and the sister of St. Pudenciana. Their family sheltered persecuted Christians in their house at this location where the church was built. When 23 Christians were discovered in their house, they were killed before Praxedes' eyes. She collected their blood with a sponge and placed it in a well where she herself was later buried. The spot is now marked by a disc in the pavement. When the church was rebuilt in the early 9th century by Paschal I, the relics of some 2,300 saints were placed here for safekeeping. In a side chapel, the St. Zeno Chapel, there is kept what is thought to be half the pillar where Christ was scourged. It was brought to Rome by St. Helena. Paschal, who did so much in his day to beautify Roman churches, built this chapel in honor of his mother Theodora. She is depicted in the mosaic here with the title Episcopa, not as some deluded feminists think, because she was a bishop. Episcopa is the feminine form. Episcopa is an honorary title extended to her by the fact that she was the mother of the episkopos in Greek, the bishop of Rome. Within the basilica you see remnants of the ancient construction in the 16 granite columns in the nave and the Roman cornices in the architrave. St. Charles Borromeo was once the titular cardinal of this church. This year, because it's Holy Week, the observance of the Feast of the Annunciation is transferred to after the Easter octave. However, let's touch upon it now in anticipation. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troadec. The austerity of Lent is put on hold today to celebrate the great Feast of the Annunciation. This solemnity allows us to relive in the Church a very great moment in the history of time. The Son of God, second person of the Holy Trinity, the Verbum, the Word, takes a human nature in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Our Lord becomes man. The Word was made flesh. The Sacred Heart begins to beat. What a prodigy of infinite love! Why did Jesus Christ become incarnate? To come redeem men from the sin of Adam and to open to them the gates of heaven. The incarnation of the Son of God is in view of our redemption. Three great mysteries of religion are united on this day. The Most Blessed Virgin Mary knew very well the prophecies concerning the Savior promised by God. How did she have the courage to say yes so promptly to the question of the angel? It is because she had learned to say yes to God from her most tender childhood. Lord Jesus, I too wish to be faithful in the small details of daily life. I know that my sanctification depends essentially on fidelity to thy grace in the tiny details of every day. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. I will not forget it. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. There are many simple acts of mortification which we can all do for our spiritual welfare. For example, we can remain silent when there is no need to speak. We can deprive ourselves of dainties at table, and we can act humbly when our pride is hurt or patiently when we think we have been offended. These are easy ways in which men of goodwill can practice mortification. But there are times when we must be ready, like martyrs and the saints, to make heroic sacrifices rather than offend God. When we are tempted, for example, we must be determined even to die rather than fall into sin. Let us think about this and strengthen our resolutions.